Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Rick Church, who's the executive director with the Ceramic Tile Distributors Association. Rick, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. We're talking because coverings is right around the corner, and you're one of the five owners of that annual trade show. We'll get into that, but just for our listeners' benefit, I thought it'd be interesting to ask you a little bit about your membership base. How many members do you have?
We have about 300 member companies, and they're distributors and then some manufacturers.
And out of those distributors, how many of them do you think deal directly with the consumer?
It's a great question, and it's definitely an increasing number, a trend that we've seen going on over the last several years. I would say probably as many as 20% of our members deal directly with consumers, although usually not exclusively.
So some of these distributors, they will sell retailers, but they'll also allow consumers to come into their warehouses or their showrooms and buy direct.
Yes, most often that happens through a professional. So the consumer might come into their showroom and select product, and then the contractor will purchase the product. But several of our members, and a growing number, actually have retail showrooms.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to Jeff Hamer just the other day, and he's a distributor, and he was talking about how distributors, if they're going to survive today, they have to evolve, and they have to, you know, add value and service the business in any way that's possible that brings them more business. And I think that's what you're seeing, right?
Definitely. I think every business, no matter what they are, obviously have to evolve in order to sort of stay relevant to their customers, because the world changes at a very fast pace these days. Distributors in the tile and stone industry are no different.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we're talking about coverings. Coverings is in Orlando this year, April 14th to the 17th. Before we get into some specifics about why people need to go, let me ask you, you know, coverings seems to go to Orlando, and then it goes to Vegas, and then it goes back to Orlando, and then it goes to Chicago. So Orlando is, you would say, it's, you know, the every other year base. Is that the best performing venue for that show?
You know, it's really interesting because we do go to a few different locations. Each location has sort of its benefits and maybe a few drawbacks. Mm-hmm. And Orlando has been a staple location for coverings for many years, including coverings' predecessor, the International Tile and Stone Exposition. So we've been to Orlando many, many times, and I think a lot of the industry expect us to be in Orlando at least every other year or every so often. But going to a few other venues creates opportunities for us to reach people that might not otherwise travel to Orlando and to reach people in those markets of a design nature. And we've seen a lot of growth in our designer attendance over the last several years.
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely I see the advantage of going to Chicago because that's a huge base of A&D people up there. Obviously, that's where the Neocon shows held every year. All right, so why should somebody who may be sitting on the fence attend this show? Talk a little bit about some of the trends that you're seeing and also some of the key speakers and programs that are going on.
So the number one reason to attend coverings is it is the marketplace in North America for tile and stone products once a year. So if you're in the tile and stone business and you're not going to coverings, you might not be seriously in the business. Mm-hmm. Seeing all those exhibitors, meeting the folks, networking with folks on the show floor and in conference sessions, et cetera, is extremely valuable to someone that's in the business. So I say being at the show is critical to your business. Now, we obviously have a number of sort of features and benefits that attract people besides the exhibits and those networking opportunities on the show floor. And the conference sessions are one of those because we do have an excellent conference program. It's free to attendees, which I think is really valuable. So from a conference standpoint, there's a lot of sessions that are great, but there are a few, if I'm a distributor especially, that I'm wanting to see. One of them is the thin porcelain tile installation demonstrations that we're going to have going on the day before the show. You know, thin tile is a huge evolution in the marketplace, and everybody's trying to figure out how to take advantage of it and how to bring it to their market. And being able to see the live demonstrations of those installations is really critical. So we've got that scheduled on the 13th of April. And then we've got some key industry updates from some real key players in the industry like Eric Astrakhan of the Tile Council of North America and Donato Grosser, who's an economist who works with Ceramic Tiles of Italy primarily. And those are always great sessions to see because you want to see what the trends are and what's going on in the industry. If you're in a green building, I think we've got a great program about the new norm for specifying green building products. And that's so important for distributors and manufacturers to understand how ceramic tile and stone can be specified as a green product.
I notice you have Edie Cohen with Interior Design Magazine there, and she's got a panel of A&D people that she's going to be interviewing. So that looks interesting.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then Joey Shimoda on the sensuality of surface. That sounds interesting.
There are always some interesting and kind of sometimes sexy programs, right, yeah, in the conference session, because tile and stone are fashion products.
Yeah. And then you've got a hospitality guy. You've got that guy who owns all those Rosen hotels. talking about, I guess, his use of ceramics. So that does look interesting. So from just the trends perspective, what are we seeing? You talked about thin tile. We saw at the Surfaces show a movement toward pure white, more and more usage of gray, you know, this hardwood look. I mean, it's been out for several years, but it continues to evolve.
Right? It's beautiful. If you don't know the difference, you know, you could be walking on a floor and think it's hardwood.
That's right. And you can hose this hardwood off.
That's right.
Anything else out there that's catching your eye from a trend standpoint in this business?
Well, you know, I'm excited to be at Coverings in a few weeks so that I can see what some of those new and exciting trends are, because so often we see those trends kind of laid out at Coverings, and then 6 to 9 months later, we see them out in the marketplace. So that's another great reason to be at Coverings.
Okay, Rick. Good to talk to you. I look forward to seeing you in Orlando, April 14th to the 17th. Again, been talking to Rick Church, who's Executive Director with the Ceramic Tile Distributors Association, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLE.net.